Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
KMOX Sports from the new bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
I'm Joe Potter. Billiken's Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We're happy to be joined by the voice of the Billiken's, Bob Ramsey. And Rammer, a tough one on Saturday. It was a tale of two halves, I guess. Just a little bit too big of a hole to dig out of on Saturday at GW.
Joe, good morning. George Washington had only lost one game at home, and they showed why. They played very, very well at home. They've got a tremendous big man. Turns out he might be the best one in the league. And you weren't making shots. The Billikens have been in a terrible three-point shooting slump that I didn't think could extend this long. You know, we're really talking about four games or really more accurately seven halves of basketball where the Billikens can't really make a three. And that is central to them being successful. Instead of averaging 76, 77 a game, they've been averaging these last four games about 63 points a game. So it's an ugly trend right now.
I was talking to Coach Schertz yesterday on Sports on a Sunday morning, and we talked specifically about this part of the schedule coming up. VCU on Tuesday at home, Dayton on Friday, then you go to UMass and at St. Joe's, and it extends after that. But he talked about this being that particularly tough middle stretch of the season. You're far enough away from the start, you're not quite to the end, and you've got to lock in.
Yeah, you know, the Billikens are playing a really tough stretch of the schedule. Got some really formidable opponents ahead of them, some of them right in a row. And that's why it's so important to get some wins early. You know, the Billikens going into conference play had lost three of four. So you didn't know what you were going to get when you got to conference play. Then you win your first three. But then suddenly VCU kind of, I don't know if they exposed the Billikens or got, you know, maybe it got in Slew's head. I mean, trying to figure out why great shooters aren't making shots is hard to do. But then you got that VCU, Richmond, LaSalle, George Washington, and as you point out, these two really tough games at home, that it's really a gauntlet. But that's basketball. Ask a team playing in the SEC or the Big Ten or the ACC. That's basketball. Your league's good, and it's supposed to be hard. The Billikens are going to have to find out a way to turn it around starting at home tomorrow.
And it's always interesting to me to see that second time that two teams play and kind of which team makes those necessary adjustments, right? You've been to VCU. Now you get VCU back at Chaffetz Arena. That's always intriguing to me.
You see dramatic turnarounds there. For instance, on the women's side, yesterday, St. Lucie went down to Davidson and beat Davidson, a team who had beat the Billikens at Chaffetz by 40 in their previous. So how do you figure those kinds of things? But I don't think as a team, you focus on those kinds of anomalies and, you know, expect those kinds of things to happen. You got to get back to who you are and your identity. Those are the things that you can count on, not some sort of weird schedule magic, you know?
And you'll chat with Coach Schertz tonight at Westport Social. Folks can hear that, the Billiken Coaches Show, right here at 7 o'clock tonight.